News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, my friends at ZLA Solutions, I hope you've been hearing the ads for them, but I hope you also hear me say, I know them personally. And when I'm doing their endorsement, I'm talking about people that I know, people who I believe in. And so ZLA Solutions, they are epic right now at getting people back to work. I mean, their work has been unparalleled. They've had their biggest year ever. They are putting people back to work all over the state like nobody's business. I mean, it's something else. So literally, if you're looking for a job, you can go to their website, ZLAUSA.com, ZLAUSA.com, and find jobs that are posted all over the state. And I'm saying good jobs, good pay, a lot of them with benefits. But if you're also an employer and you need more people for your own the own ranks of your own workforce, then yeah, call them or check them out, ZLAUSA.com. They've got the ability to do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, blue collar, white collar, no collar. It does not matter. I'm just saying, ZLA Solutions. You can find them at ZLAUSA.com. They like to say at ZLA, we don't make it, we make it better. And they do. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. All right. You know, I'm a veteran. A lot of you listening are veterans. Some of you are still in service right now. I'm curious, does it matter to you whether a public official has ever spent time in the military? I like it. I mean, I don't find it to be, you know, a mandatory, but it winds up being a plus, you know, when I review someone's resume. I mean, generally speaking, I'm of the mind that there are aspects of military service that gear you up for life that, you know, that indicate that you've been able to do something that is you know, is harder than the norm. It means you probably worked long hours. It means that you've probably learned how to work on the team. It means you've learned how to be someone who prioritizes. So yeah, I would just me personally, like I said, it's certainly not a requirement for running for office. But I'm not only intrigued, I'm somewhat inspired when I see other veterans running for office. I like that. I think it's a good idea. I mean, some people like look at it and they go, I want more veterans. And I get it. Now, not every veteran carries the beliefs that I do. Not very often, but sometimes in office, or excuse me, in service, I ran across, you know, guys who had completely different views on politics than I did. And I was always confused by that. You know, like, wait a minute. We all wear the same uniform. We should think alike. No, we don't. So yeah, there are veterans, you know, like for instance, out in Arizona, congressman or senator, I forgot this off the top of my head, Mark Kelly, is that his name, I believe? But he's a he's the guy. He was an Air Force pilot, astronaut, and now he's, you know, serving in D.C. But he's definitely a Democrat. You've got others who have served super conservative, who didn't do a great job. You've got some that served in the Republican Party, who, you know, were veterans but didn't do a great job. So really, it's the principles upon which the person stands. But if you're looking at just the bare bones resume, I personally find that military service often carries things to the next level. I mean, right now here locally, we've got Bill Holtzclaw, retired Marine, running for his old seat in the Alabama State Senate. We've got Mike Durant, Casey Wardinsky, both running, and their veteran status is certainly a part of their campaign. You know, within the state legislature, we've got some within, where else in the ranks of government do we see veterans? Well, they're all around. You certainly have some at the local level. And in a few minutes, we're going to have a call in. I wanted to hear from a guy who is running in that capacity. I want to know more about him. There's a guy named Jared Hudson. All accounts, I know people that know him. Young, sharp, former Navy SEAL, law enforcement officer. Now he trains police officers. And he is running for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office as the Republican on the ticket. That's big doings. And I'm going to tell you right now, that's a major county in the Southeast, and not just the state of Alabama, but in the Southeast. And the office of sheriff, if you're not familiar, is one that carries with it a great deal of responsibility and is run in some ways like a military organization. You've got to have order and discipline. You've got to have tactics and procedures. You've got to have the ability to orchestrate the movement of your troops, so to speak. You got to be able to run the shifts, and you got to make sure you take care of your troops and that they have what they need to go out into the field. And so it's going to be interesting to hear what his perspective is like as a former Navy SEAL now running for sheriff. So we're going to talk about for the next little while veterans in public office. I got some stats that I'll go through with you, some stuff that I pulled off as I resourced the show, and we'll talk about that. But coming up next, Jared Hudson, former Navy SEAL, running for sheriff in Jefferson County. You hang tight. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Time now, 4:25 PM. We're going to continue this conversation regarding veterans running for office. I did just get a text from one of our listeners, Morgan over in Gadsden, just texted and said yes to veteran politicians. She says, to have spent time serving takes a sacrifice of self, putting your country above yourself, oftentimes your comrades' lives above your own. She said, I would vote for a veteran candidate above a non-veteran candidate because they know there's a bigger picture than themselves. And she also said, veterans understand rank. They respect authority. And she said, I want politicians to know they work for the people, meaning that we outrank them. Good text. Good text. You want to call in? We'll take those calls, those texts, those emails. Love to hear from you. 866-494-9866. Got to tell you this, too, before we go too much further. Some of you guys are already getting your car keys ready for the Friday afternoon drive home. Let me encourage you to think about Just Love Coffee Cafe, all right? Ponder it. Put it in your mind, because Just Love Coffee Cafe is the place you may want to go for a special breakfast on a Saturday morning. It's going to be a beautiful Saturday morning from all, you know, all reports. Something you might want to consider is that the Just Love Coffee Cafe, I mean, their coffees, yes, they are epic. They've got all the wonderful house coffees. They've got the different light roasts and the medium roasts and the dark roasts, and they can make you a steaming hot cup of black coffee in a great Just Love mug. But they've also got the classic cafes like, you know, lattes and cappuccinos and mochas and espressos and macchiatos and yeah. But then on top of that, they've got breakfast. On a Saturday morning, yes, they do. Like, for instance, the Womlet, which is one of my favorites, is something you might want to consider. But then on top of that, they've got things like the Flying Pig Waffle, a traditional waffle stuffed with bacon, sausage, egg, served with a choice of sausage gravy or maple syrup. Ugh, all right. They got cinnamon rolls. They got fruity pebbles and cream waffles. Yes, they do. All that to say, you might want to consider Just Love Coffee Cafe for breakfast on a Saturday morning. And if you do, keep this in mind. At the South Memorial Parkway location tomorrow, Girl Scouts are there selling cookies. So you can pick up your box of Thin Mints or whatever it is you need from the Girl Scouts sitting outside of Just Love Coffee Cafe tomorrow morning on the South Memorial Parkway location. Two locations. One on Hughes Road in Madison, which is over near City Hall, and the other on South Memorial Parkway. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Love that place. Check them out. Glad they're on the team. All right, so veterans in public office. Did you know in 1971, veterans made up 72% of the members of our U.S. House of Representatives? Woo! Did not know that. And 78% of the Senate. That's interesting. In 1991, the Congress that approved the use of force against Iraq in Operation Desert Storm had only slightly more veterans than non-veterans, and it dropped even further from there. Three Congresses later, only 32% of the members were veterans. That's interesting to me. I got about a minute and a half left. Let me see if I can grab that caller on line two, Copper. Let's grab Billy from Florence. Hey, Billy, Phil Williams on Right Side. I got about a minute. What you got?
I'm a veteran myself, and I believe in voting for veterans who have a record, but if they don't have the record, I believe in voting for people who have a record of standing firm, and I believe Mo Brooks is just a man who will stand firm.
Okay. All right. Billy. Hey, Billy, thanks for your service too, by the way, man. And yeah, your point's well taken, because you got to know where they stand. And you also, if you have a record to go with, I get it. Great point. Billy, thanks for the call, bud. We're up against a break, but folks, anybody else wants to call in, we're running to the news briefly. We'll come back and wrap up the last half hour here on Right Side Radio, Friday afternoon, 4:29 p.m. The phone call number, 866-494-9866. That's 866-494-9866. Call in. What do you think about the gambling bill? What do you think about veterans in public office? What do you think about Ukraine? Call the show. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right here on the News Talk Powerhouse in North Alabama. And the only reason why this show is successful, folks, is because of y'all. I mean, there is a great deal of thank yous that need to be said for the fact that, we've got so many listeners. We've got a show that has been deemed successful in the ratings. We've got a podcast that's being downloaded 30,000 plus times now, and I do not take any of that for granted. I've got a sign right here above my desk. It says it's an honor to have this platform, and it is. And so we thank you for your support of Right Side Radio and for being a part of our team. Hey, listen, speaking of part of the team, let me just tell you about another veteran, by the way. So Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning is a local veteran-owned small business right here. They serve Madison, Huntsville, all the surrounding areas. Yeah, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning is like your one-stop shop, I always say, for HVAC repairs, gas or electric. And they're open 6 days a week, which I think is one of the primary reasons why they're probably going to be successful as a business, because they're there for you. If your heat or air goes out on a Friday night, they can be there for you on Saturday morning. And they pride themselves on giving you quality service. They don't upsell you. They'll give you a free estimate before they do their work. So think about giving them a call. James Vandergriff, the guy who owns it, is a veteran of Afghanistan. And I'm hoping to meet him this coming Thursday at the Huntsville event that we're having. So after serving his country in the military, he's now serving his community doing HVAC quality work, the kind that you want people coming to your house to do. Listen, if you want something done on your systems, they've got a special right now. They're doing a spring annual maintenance deal. If you have multiple units, each unit, $69 per unit, they will service it and get it ready for the hot weather months. You need to do that. But they will also then give you a 10% discount on any repairs that are required on that unit if something happens to it over the next year. That's a pretty cool deal. All right, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call them at 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Hey, folks, you want to call in, by the way, 866-494-9866. That's our phone number here at the station, 866-494-9866. I'm curious, how do you feel about somebody running for office who's a veteran? Do you see that as being a plus, a minus? Does it make a difference? Does it sway you one way or the other? Just give me your thoughts, 866-494-9866. And I will tell you, too, by the way, as we're moving through the week and getting to next Thursday, I am hoping that some of y'all that listen to the show will be able to attend the event that we have at Burritt on the Mountain in Montesano in Huntsville. Burritt on the Mountain is a beautiful facility anyway, and you can see the view up there. You can see the lights of the city for miles. It's like the big jewelry box, down there below you with all the lights of the city. But Burritt on the Mountain, we're having the Alabama Policy Institute's having basically a night where we're celebrating conservatism. We're telling you about things we've been up to, what we've been working on to affect conservative policy changes here in the state. Not the least of which is the fact that Right Side Radio, which is also affiliated with the Policy Institute, is now a big part of the daily life around here. And I'm going to be the keynote speaker at that event. Would love to have you there. All you got to do is go to our website, rightsideradio.org, and you can click on it. And there's a button you can click on that literally says something like API 2022 Huntsville Dinner, get your tickets. But I've worked out a special. If you do it through my website, because you're one of our listeners, you get 50% off your ticket. Oh, see? It pays to listen. All right. So yeah, Right Side Ruffians, you guys can get your ticket half price. I would love to meet some of y'all in person. Please consider coming out that night and you know, supporting the work that we do, but also give me a chance to shake your hand and meet some of y'all in person who I just, you know, I see the emails, I hear the voices, but I've never had a chance to meet you. All right. So there's that. Now listen, veterans in public office. So I was reading you some stats a little while ago. And this article, by the way, came from 2015. So it's the American Enterprise Institute did a study, and they found that in 1971, you know, towards the tail end of the Vietnam War, with a group of people who had probably been, you know, around during the major mobilizations and drafts, because, you know, we had the draft back then, of World War II, Korea, Vietnam. 72% of the members of the U.S. House of Representatives were veterans, 78% in the Senate. By 1991, that's the same Congress that approved the use of force against Iraq for Operation Desert Storm, it was barely more than 50%. So that was just, what, 20 years later? And they, by the way, they call them the Congresses. Every 2 years, they call it the new Congress, all right? So three Congresses later, the percentage of veterans had dropped all the way down to 32%. The 114th Congress, I'm not sure what year that would be. This article is 2015. Okay, so the 114th Congress was roughly in 2014 or 2015. Only 20% of the members of the House of Representatives were veterans. Of that, it was split where 70% of those were Republican, 30% Democrat. So while there might be a heavier leaning on the red side of the aisle, nonetheless, it's still somewhat bipartisan. I mean, there are some fairly well-known Democrats. I mentioned earlier senator from Mark Kelly from Arizona, Tulsi Gabbard, Democrat from Hawaii, is a veteran. And military experience is certainly not a guarantor of being a Republican. But nonetheless, you can hear the percentages. Okay, so what about state legislatures? Well, the National Council of State Legislatures, NCSL, in just last month, did a similar study. And they looked at it and they thought, okay, so what are we looking at here within the state legislature, our state house, our state senate? And they found that, you know, roughly 12% nationwide of all state legislators were veterans. Interesting. It's been a decline since the last election cycle. They use the same figures and others that were produced by that American Enterprise Institute study that I told you about a moment ago. It went from 14% down to 12% is what they found. Now, Alabama has one of the highest averages. Alabama actually runs about 15% of our legislature having served in the military. So there's that. Anyway, they've got all the stats on this particular article from National Council on State Legislatures. Very interesting. There's other things out there, though, that move veterans forward. I find this interesting, too. But I got a caller calling in. So let me jump on that real quick before I run out of time in this segment. Copper, go ahead and give me line three, Nate from Newmarket. Hey, Nate, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today?
Hey, Phil. Doing well. With respect to veterans running for office, it depends on what they stand for. A good example is Tammy Duckworth. I totally respect the fact that she served in the Army as a pilot, was injured. But as far as her politics go, no way in heck would I ever vote for her.
I get it. I agree with that, Nate. I mean, I think you have to know their principles, and you hopefully are going to be able to track down some of their record and see where they stand. You know, sometimes they'll tell you they are, but they aren't. But if you have a chance to view their principles and where they stand, go for it. That's the number one thing. Nate, good call, man. Thanks.
To use your Alabama Policy Institute for it's a good show.
Outstanding. Well, I appreciate that. Glad of it. All right, Nate, thanks for the call, man. I got somebody else on line five, so I'll grab that one real quick. Line five, Mark from Madison. Hey, Mark, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today?
Thank you for your service, Colonel.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Sorry.
No worries. Thanks for that very much.
I went to the Right Side Radio and bought a ticket not knowing that I have to print it.
Okay.
I have a friend in your printer that doesn't function.
Okay.
I was hoping you could help me with that.
Absolutely we can. I tell you what, you stay on the line, give your information to Copper, and we'll just make sure that your name is on the list at the door. You just show up with what you got, all right? Just show up and tell them who you are, and we'll make sure you get in, okay?
I've got the ticket code. That's about all I have.
Okay. Well, you when we get off the air here, you and I, you just stay on the line and give your info to Copper, and she'll square you away, okay?
Thanks, and congratulations for your show. It's banging from the rafters.
Well, I appreciate it, Mark. Thank you much. Hey, Copper, would you please keep him on the line and gather up his contact information, and we'll make sure that we get that down to the folks at the Policy Institute and that he is not stopped at the door. But all right, listen, this is what a great Friday afternoon. By the way, those of you that have served in this community, and there's many of you, and there's many of you that are even still thinking about service or are serving now. Thank you. Thank you for that. And it doesn't matter at what point or when. Thank you. But I want to also go ahead and you know, step out there and say thank you to the families. Thank you to the families of those who served, because there's no telling how much you went through so that those who were in uniform could do what they had to do that we needed them to do. Sometimes that meant for long, lonely days and nights. And sometimes that meant, you know, taking care of the household or keeping the trains running on time back home, if you will. And the home front ain't easy. And Charlene can tell you. So thank you to each of you who not only served, but for those of you who stood by those who served and made sure that they had the support they needed throughout that process. Copper, go ahead and move us to a break. We'll go ahead and hit that last break of the day here on a Friday afternoon. Come back and wrap up the show. Folks, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. You got something you want to call in on? I got a few more minutes. We can might take one or two more calls at 866-494-9866. Be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. 4:53 p.m. Oh, yeah, it is go home time on a Friday, and we're looking at a beautiful weekend. I mean, it feels like spring out there. It's 70-something degrees right now. What is it right now, Copper? You've been doing the weather. 70 what? Where are we at?
77.
77?
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
This is like the first week of March, right? That is where we are, right?
Yep.
When do we get done with daylight savings time? When do we get to bump that clock? Do you know?
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, we need to Google that real quick while we're talking. And sure. See if you can figure out when does daylight savings time go back to like normal. When do we get our daylight back is what I want to know. I don't know when. Sometime soon, I'm hoping that there's like this massive push to go ahead and say, yeah, daylight savings time, we're done with that. No more. We are no longer
it.
The... What you got? What is it?
It's March 13th.
Oh, that's next weekend.
Yep.
Sweet. All right, so one more week of the sun going down too soon.
Yeah.
You know, one of my favorite things, by the way, is literally when we get done with a Friday show, I will usually just hoof it home, and Charlene and I sit out on the back deck as the sun goes down. But it's been kind of rough because in the wintertime, the sun's down by the time the show's over. But, you know, we're getting there. All right, good. I'm glad to hear it. So listen, folks, we've talked about quite a bit of stuff today. I mean, we ran the gamut. This show seeks to always provide you stuff that, you know, comes in from different angles, local, state, federal, international. But we talked about the gambling situation, down in Montgomery and whether that's even a priority. Why should it be a priority right now? We talked about Ukraine. What now? What next? Keep your eyes on that one over the weekend. It's only getting, you know, more difficult as we speak. And then, of course, we've been talking about veterans running for office, and so that's been a big piece, including having Jared Hudson, a Navy SEAL, who is now running for sheriff of Jefferson County, which is a big job, and I'm glad somebody like him is running for it. I do have one more caller I got time for. Let me grab that real quick. Line two, Robert from Decatur. Robert, how you doing, man?
Doing well. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
I am very much in support of veterans. I'm very much in support of military personnel. But when it comes to voting, I'm going to vote for someone who has a proven track record of voting conservative, not just saying they're conservative, or maybe even entering a race to maybe alter the outcome. I wasn't a John McCain supporter. I am a Mo Brooks supporter. It's because of his track record of what he's voted for, and that's what I think individuals need to vote, because we don't need another Crenshaw up there. And maybe Mike Duran's great, but Mo Brooks has got a great conservative track record, and that's the reason I'm for him, and I believe that's what we need in Washington. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Robert. Appreciate the call, man. Thank you for calling in. You call in anytime. And I'll tell you what, let me wind up, my comments on the show by saying, so I am a veteran. I did serve in public office as a state senator. I do know that there were times when that gave me a leg up in terms of just me feeling like it equipped me in certain ways. It gave me a broader perspective. It gave me a perspective of working for the big team, if you will. It gave me the perspective of long days don't mean much. It gave me, and some of that's intrinsic to me. I know. I mean, there are things that God put in me that were just maybe enhanced by military service. But the reality is, I do think it equipped me. But I will say this too. I totally agree with the callers who have called in. So if I have to provide a culminating comment to this particular segment on the Triple Dipper, it is this: vote for the principles more than anything. Vote for what they stand for more than anything. They can have a veteran background on their resume and be as liberal as the day is long. We can also have a veteran and wind up having a great deal of trouble with them. And for all his warts and blemishes, Governor Robert Bentley, who had to resign from his job because of issues in his personal life, he had served in the military. There are guys down in Montgomery right now who served in the military, and I don't agree with 50% of what they vote on. And there are folks in D.C. I mean, I think right now Tulsi Gabbard is probably one of the biggest She's one of the Democrats, not in office now, but she's one of the Democrats who, to me, strikes quite an amazing balance of bucking her own party. But I wouldn't vote for her because there are also huge liberal tendencies within her own principled stance. So that to say, I think that veterans bring something to the table that is worth looking at. I think, though, that veterans can be a veteran and still be a liberal, or still be someone who is soft, or still be someone who is so centrist they can't get the job done. And so I think that's something that has to be watched. And I would encourage all of you, always look at the principles, always look at the overall. And just like anything else, don't be myopic in your votes to where you vote just for one thing. Like, I only vote for veterans, or I only vote for, a person who, I don't know, has red hair. Copper, run for office. All right, folks, what a great week. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Another week down. By the way, I believe that today marked 8 months on the air. We appreciate you being a part of the team with us. We'll be back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Right now, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Y'all have a great weekend.